Right, so far we've covered just the opening three paragraphs. That's the opening gambit that begins and introduces all the stories that are to follow. In the fourth paragraph, we begin the process of the actual induction. We begin to suggest the process that we're going to do. Remember, at the end of paragraph three, we gave the instruction to go right into trance. Now we're going to start again. Now the first thing that happens in the fourth paragraph is we're setting a subtle frame. We say, I'm not sure what the best place is to master conversational hypnosis. Now, the reason that's a very subtle frame is, now your questioning, if at all, is going to be whether or not the place we're beginning to master conversational hypnosis is actually the best place, or if it's just merely a good place. So whilst you decide whether or not it's the best place, you're actually still accepting the assumption, the presupposition, that you're going to be mastering conversational hypnosis, and there is a place that you can begin doing that. So regardless of whether or not you agree with me, whether this is the best place to do so, you're actually accepting the major part of the suggestion, which is mastering it is something you can do and something you can begin doing. The next type of suggestion that I want to draw your attention to is actually very sly. It works in a very similar way to ambiguities in that it takes your conscious mind down one path while slipping a second suggestion in, and by the time you've caught up with the fact that something's changed, the suggestion's already present and we've already moved on. Consider the second sentence in that paragraph, and whether learning something thoroughly means you've mastered it, or whether mastering something means you have thoroughly learned that there is always more to learn. Now, notice how we've actually twisted the frames around. Here's the wordplay and the implication that it creates. Learning thoroughly means mastery, or mastering something means learning thoroughly. That's a nice implication because it's a balanced sentence structure that way. But we're actually going to do a kind of run-on sentence again in that we take that second learning and actually run through with it somewhere else. So instead of saying learning thoroughly means mastery and mastery means learning thoroughly, the second part turns into mastering something means learning, there is always more to learn. So we're changing the thoroughly into a new concept. And because a new concept kind of piggybacks onto something you're already expecting, your doors to your mind are wide open for the suggestion to flow in. Of course, whilst your mind's still busy trying to catch up with that unexpected turn of events, we slip in a few more ambiguous, embedded suggestions inside and deeper, far, far deeper. That's a clear instruction for you to go deeper and deeper inside. It's a way of deepening the trance that's developing. Of course, in order to keep your conscious man satisfied, we'll make some logical content again, which is then the mere technical details. So it sounds like a normal sentence when spoken in a normal flow. You know, you learn something thoroughly inside and deeper, far, far deeper than mere technical details can take you to. That sounds like a normal sentence, but when you change the timing, the pauses, the instructions are very clear, and it becomes again ambiguous as to which set of instructions I'm trying to create, inside and deeper, far, far deeper than the mere technical details. Same wording, same phrasing, but this time the pauses have added implications and meaning. And it's very important for you to start to learn how your pauses, when you hesitate and when you run through with something, can lead the mind in one direction, opening the doorway for you to add other things and go in a different direction, so that your unconscious mind responds before your consciousness has had a time to catch up. At this stage, let me just say that there's still a lot more built into that one paragraph alone. And I want you to take time to start thinking about the other things you can find in there. For example, at the end of the fourth paragraph, we have the phrase, so where better to begin to look at how to master this art? Again, notice how we've created a pre-frame there. By asking that question, I've actually set the agenda, set the frame up, because I've drawn your attention to it in exactly the same way as drawing your attention to your big left toe a while ago. So notice whilst we'll be skimming through the highlights of each of the different paragraphs, trying to tease out the things of interest, as I start talking about certain concepts, I'll not repeat them again so that you can find them for yourself, and I'll prefer to start pointing out newer stuff as we go along.